Are you placing a bet or a lot of bets on the Super Bowl? A new survey from LendingTree says you have plenty of company. Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree, telling our own Dimitri Sotis, more than half of Americans will place some kind of bet on the big game.
Yeah, it's an awful lot of people who are planning to drop a little bit of money on the big game on Sunday. More than half of Americans say they're going to make some sort of bet, but about two-thirds of millennials and a little over 60% of Gen Z say they're going to as well. Those are two of the groups that have been hit the hardest financially during the pandemic. So hopefully they're not going to bet themselves into trouble, but some people certainly will.
Is it the general trend that despite the fact that maybe you've been furloughed or your hours have been cut back or whatever economic problems you've had in the pandemic, you're still more likely to place a bet than somebody whose job remained the same and they continue to maybe make a lot of money?
Yeah, that was probably the most surprising thing of this whole survey to me, was that people who had been laid off, furloughed, or had their hours or salary cut were actually more likely to make a Super Bowl bet than those whose jobs or salaries hadn't been impacted. Some of that probably is a little bit about age and a little bit about passion for football and that sort of thing. But I do think that's a really troubling thing, because for all the talk about the K-shaped recovery and how a lot of people are doing really well, there's an awful lot of folks who are not doing well, and the last thing they need to do is gamble on a football game.
Matt, another big thing that's happening here in the Washington area, sports betting has just been legalized in Virginia. And so the airwaves, not only here on WTOP, but all over the place, are full of commercials for DraftKings and FanDuel, as we may have a lot of first-time bettors in Virginia for the big game. So what are your suggestions? Because we do want to have a little fun, maybe have a little money riding on it. Nothing wrong with it. What's the smart way to do it?
Really, the best thing is to just make sure that you understand how much you can afford to bet. It's like if you take that trip to Vegas, you carve a little bit of money out before you hit the casinos and say, okay, if I lose this, I'm going to be all right. No harm done. It's just some fun money. As long as you're looking at it that way and you're not putting at risk your ability to keep the lights on and keep food on the table, you should be okay. But also, if there's any question about how much you can afford to spend, be open and honest with your wife, your husband, your partner, and make sure that they're comfortable with what you're doing too.
Certainly a lot to think about. Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree, joining us on Skype.